Welcome to the Profiles in Mission podcast series about volunteering for Christ-centered mission, brought to you by the American Baptist Home Mission Societies of American Baptist Churches USA. I'm Patricia Osborne Randolph, and today I'm talking with Denny and Glennie Plumper, volunteers from American Baptist Home Mission Societies Volunteer Mobilization Ministries. They provide volunteer services for the Phillips House in the ABC of Dakotas region. Welcome, Denny and Glennie.
Thank you. It's nice to be with you this morning.
Thank you.
As a couple, how did you get started volunteering for American Baptist Home Mission Societies?
Well, Glennis and I are both ordained American Baptists, and we started our ministry in a church, in a fairly traditional ministry setting, but we soon discovered that that was really not what our calling was. And we had a friend that began a ministry to women coming out of human trafficking, and that was really intriguing to us. And when she invited us to join in, that seemed to be what God was drawing us to.
Okay. What does it mean to both of you to be a volunteer?
That's has been an, kind of an interesting ride. We at first we figured, well, we would start out kind of as our role is actually a little bit difficult to describe. We were and are sort of the ministry team, directors, slash probably a number of other things we could say, for this home that we live in. And although it's a smaller home, it still has a need, of course, for one of us to at least be around most of the time. And that also ran into the idea that, of course, there would have to eventually be money raised to try and keep the house going. Meanwhile, one of us, which happens to be Denny, decided that he would maintain another outside job as well. And so we ended up where we were not able to be paid ourselves as far as the ministry goes. And so we ended up basically in a position where it was more like volunteer in some ways, except for we live here all the time. It's a 24/7 kind of house. And at times we've had one other staff member here as well, but most of the time it's been the two of us. And so it's, in many ways, it's very much like a volunteer position as well. So,
I think that's one of the challenges for individuals doing mission work. The pay is not there.
Exactly, yes.
What type of services do you provide for the Phillips House?
We start off with the basics, because many of our ladies are coming in off the street or out of jail or prison, where they have nothing. So we try and provide food, shelter, just the basic things of life, and bring them to church, try and introduce them to healthy relationships with other people. And we try to model to them a sane way of life where there's not violence, there's not drug, alcohol, and gradually we hope that over time that makes an impact on them. And it seems to be at least making some impact.
And it sounds like a great thing that you guys are doing. Share an experience that you've had as a volunteer for ABHMS at the Phillips House that was memorable.
I think some of the most memorable things that we've had is the relationships that we've developed have led to a number of first encounters with God that have led to baptisms. And I remember one baptism in particular where we asked them to give a testimony of their life before they're baptized in front of the church. And One of them couldn't say anything, but she had everything written out and asked me to read it for her, which I did. Out of the corner of my eye, I could see her standing there weeping, and the entire congregation heard what she had written and saw what she was doing. Pretty soon we had massive tears throughout the whole place, and it was quite memorable.
Tell me one or two sentences, if possible, maybe a sentence from each, that may inspire others to provide volunteer services for American Baptist Home Mission Societies.
Very rewarding.
The pay may not always be there. You're not going to do it because you're getting rich monetarily, but the reward as far as the kingdom of God is concerned has been very great.
Thank you, Denny and Glennie, for sharing your story. If you would like to become a volunteer with the American Baptist Home Mission Society's Volunteer Mobilization Ministries, click on the Ministries link at the top of the ABHMS website and search for the link under the Healing Communities list. You have been listening to the American Baptist Home Mission Society's Profiles and Mission podcast series. The quote to end this podcast is by Thomas Jefferson. It is neither wealth nor splendor, but tranquility and occupation which bring one happiness. I'm Patricia Osborne Randolph, wishing you peace and blessings.